This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We ended yesterday's conversation talking about using white spaces to connect rural America to the internet. Microsoft is part of a group that wants to utilize those white spaces to make that connection with farmers and ranchers in rural areas. Connect Americans Now's Zachary Sakanik.
If you remember the last time you used a set of bunny ears on a TV and scrolled through the UHF band on your dial, you probably came across channels that were just white noise. Those are channels no one's using. They're called white spaces. And after the digital TV transition in 2009, there's an abundance of vacant channels available, and they tend to be in that 600 to 700 megahertz range. And if you have access to that spectrum, you can deliver high-speed internet as far as 9 miles out from an antenna.
And Sakanik says the big reason for that?
Not all spectrum is created equal. If you're in a coffee shop, your computer is probably talking to a Wi-Fi router at 2.4 gigahertz. That's 2.4 billion radio waves per second. But that signal disappears the second you walk out the door. If you're listening to AM radio, on the other hand, you can hear it from two states over, and the radio waves are coming to you at about 10,000 waves per second.
Sakanik says with the ag industry becoming increasingly more reliant on new connected software and precision ag technology, connecting rural Americans could drastically change the way farmers manage their operations. Listen tomorrow for more on this high-tech initiative.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.